So prasna makes situation favorable that we really can offer our life.
Very good, very good. You see, it's a both way thing. On our part, we have to sincerely desire to offer ourselves to Krishna, and at the same time, we have to depend upon Krishna's mercy so that He creates the right situation that we can become fully surrendered to Him. And in this respect, I can tell you one thing, that you see, if the son goes away from the father, then how does the father feel? Did you ever have any such experience when the father or mother lost the son? Did you ever see what happens? Have you? Like the, say, mother, let's take the case of the mother first. The son is lost. They went to some crowded place and the son got lost. Now, how does the mother feel at that time? And then, the point is that won't the mother always want that, let my son come back to me? And will it be difficult for the son to go back to the mother? If the son wants to go back to the mother, will the mother say, no, you don't come to me? You have to first become qualified, you have to... No. The mother, in whatever condition the child is, the mother will just accept him. So similarly, Krishna is our supreme father. And we have forgotten him and we got lost. We have gone away from Him. So He is just waiting for us to go back to Him. And our effort to turn towards Him or sincerely desire to go back to Him is just our intention to go, and He will make all the arrangements. That's why it is said that if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take thousands of steps to come and pick you up. Okay, Hare Krishna.
I have heard in one of the seminars, in this seminar you explained that